We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4% financing on new Challengers, Chargers, Durangos. Visit us at homerscoutandcdj.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast to watch your next-gen Grizzlies tonight at 7 p.m. when they take on the Denver Nuggets. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Peranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
All right, you got another chance to win $1,000 right now. It is our 11K a day same day parlay contest. We're giving you a chance to win a grand every hour for the next few weeks. So right now, text the word airplane, A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E, to the number 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, this hour's code word is airplane. Text airplane, A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, you're going to have another chance coming up at 5 o'clock. But right now, plenty of time. Text airplane to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
I am not the area's only national columnist, but I am Drew Hill, the Grizzlies beat writer over at the Daily Memphian. You probably know me already. I've been hosting the show the last couple days. It's been a blast. I'm in a great mood today, Bennett, because I got Friday energy. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend-ish.
Kind of. People
celebrate St. Paddy's Day weekend this weekend.
I think that's true.
We got great, great college hoops on all day long. Great college hoops slated for tomorrow already. Two monster games. We got Grizzlies tonight. I will be leaving this station and going straight to FedEx Forum as soon as I'm done with the show. They take on the Denver Nuggets. So we got a big weekend. It's a big weekend ahead. It's a fun Friday. I'm in a great mood. Let me set up the show for you. First, we're going to talk a little college hoops. We got to update everybody on what's gone on all day. Hopefully you've been able to catch some of the games while you were at work. At 4:25, we're going to talk to John Martin, mostly about the Tigers. He's also about to be a dad, which I'm sure if you're a listener to the station, you already know. But I need some advice from John, so I'll be asking him about that experience. At 4:44, we're going to talk to you about four previously untold stories, including there might be a college football rule change coming next year, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Also a massive celebrity breakup, which we'll talk about then as well.
That too. I think somebody really screwed up. We'll get into that at 4:44. At 5 o'clock, I'm going to talk to my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins. At 5:25, we'll choose our own adventure. Maybe Grizzlies, maybe Tigers. Then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. But let's start with college hoops, Bennett. There's lots of different directions we can go. We'll talk about the Tigers with John, but let's start there. how are you feeling about tonight's game?
Yeah, so I produced their show earlier, and I said, like, I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous just because you can't lose. Like it's you got to win to advance. You know, if they want to go dancing next week, they got to win all these games. They got to win this tournament, barring, you know, whatever happens with the rest of college basketball. I know people are talking about alternates and all that kind of stuff. But really, Tigers need to win the conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. And UCF, they're not good, but they have won five straight.
Do we have in front of us who those –
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but it was like it's like ECU, Tulsa, it was Tulane. It's not they didn't beat anybody good in the 5-game winning streak, but it's still 5 games that they've won, and so you don't want to overlook them just because again everyone assumes that the Tigers are going to win and be in this massive game versus Houston tomorrow on national TV. You just don't want to overlook this one, and you want to take care of business early. I think you don't want to get when I say that I'm nervous. I still think the Tigers are going to win. I just don't want them to be in a second half situation where it's a one possession game late in the second half. Like let's take care of this team early and get an easy W.
Okay, here we go. This might make you feel worse. Just heads up, just in advance. Uh-huh. But the good news is both times that Memphis played UCF this season, they took care of business.
Right.
It was not a close game. Won the first matchup 96-69. Nice. Then they won the second game 75-61. So two blowout victories that you would expect Memphis to get over UCF. From there, UCF beat Tulsa by 7. Tulsa's not that impressive, so...
No, they lost today.
Yeah. Doesn't do much for me. Lost to Wichita State by 1, which, at home, I mean, that's...
Interesting.
They battled, so that was a close game. Beat Tulane by 4. Not impressed by that, but still a win. Lost to Cincinnati by 1 on the road. That's another game that, like, playing Cincinnati on the road is tough, as Memphis has learned over the years.
And Cincinnati's about to get a win over SMU, it looks like. So.
Yep, and then blowout victory over South Florida, who took Wichita State to the wire today. 3-point win over Tulane. Had a couple games postponed and canceled. 4-point win over Tulsa. 4-point win over East Carolina. 10-point win over East Carolina today. So, to be honest, since they played Memphis, which Memphis beat them pretty good, there isn't a result there that's too terrible. They're either close wins over bad teams or very close losses against teams that you would expect them to lose to. So,
yeah,
I feel good about the Tigers' chances tonight.
I do, too.
I still feel good.
Right now, I believe the spread is Memphis minus 7, for anyone wondering out there.
I think that makes sense. But the first two times they played UCF, they beat them by much more than 7. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe if you're a gambler.
Yeah, and the reason
seven
I said
is
I mean,
that much.
The reason I said I was nervous, like you saw the Wichita State USF game earlier. That was a one possession game at the very end. Like Wichita State ends up winning, but South Florida could have easily won that game. So you just this time of year it gets weird, and you wonder like hopefully that they're ready for this one and not looking ahead to Houston.
What's your key? Do you have any keys?
Oh, keys to the game. Keys to the game. Just keep doing what you're doing. Like, the Tigers have looked so much better the second half of the season, especially since DeAndre Williams joined the team. Like, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going to win tonight if you keep playing like you've been playing.
Look, UCF can't score.
No.
These totals, even in the games that they won, are so low. Like, most of them are in the low 60s or the 50s. Like, they scored 84 against Tulane. They scored 73 against Tulsa. And I guess they scored 72 in the last game against East Carolina, but all of those games in between, like, if the Tigers' defense shows up tonight, they should be in good shape. Like, I don't want to jinx Memphis, but I don't worry too much about this game for the Tigers because I think as long as they play their game tonight against UCF, that they're going to come out with a win. And there's really, I mean, this is not even close to the same UCF team that they've been the last couple of years. They don't have nearly the same amount of talent. So I feel really good about Memphis's chances tonight.
Well, good.
Alex Lomax or not, no matter who's on the floor, I like the Tigers. We've had a lot of interesting games from around the country today. I guess we should touch on. Did you see the moment with Juwan Howard?
I did, yeah. What happened there? So someone, the big rumor going around was they said something about like how he couldn't hang a banner anyways because all of his banners got taken down or whatever. But apparently that wasn't true. That was just an internet rumor.
Well, I don't know exactly what it was, but if you haven't seen it, he and Mark Turgeon, the Maryland coach, got into it pretty good. And Juwan Howard looked ready to fight. He gets ejected from the game.
Yeah,
he's got his players, people holding him back, the whole thing. Like, they were getting into it, the two coaches. I've never seen that on the sideline, I don't think. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it. Two coaches that animated, ready to go at each other. And I did see on Twitter, I forget who tweeted it, so I apologize, but somebody pointed out, like, if you're Mark Turgeon, like, what happens when Juwan Howard actually gets to you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think that's the guy you want to pick a fight with.
No.
Especially with the size difference between the two of them. But that, to me, was totally crazy. Did you put anything in FanDuel today?
No, I didn't. I got a little action tonight, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay.
Michigan was a team that I picked earlier today. I feel good about Michigan. Michigan's clearly one of the four best teams in the country. In terms of other storylines all over the place, we've had just so much stuff. Josh Pastner is going to the ACC championship
game.
How
about that?
Josh Pastner.
Yeah.
If I told you Josh Pastner, and they're going to have a tough game against whoever wins tonight, North Carolina and Florida State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup. But if he finds a way to win the ACC championship with Georgia Tech, would you believe me if I said he would win the ACC before Penny? Potentially. I mean, the Tigers could still win the AAC this year. Mm. Like, that would be – I would never guess that would ever.
No, now, granted, like, you got to put a little asterisk next to it if that happens because, like, their game got canceled today because of Virginia.
Two of them, right?
Yeah. No, this is the story of the day in college basketball, frankly. It's not the games. It's that Virginia had to opt out of the ACC tournament. Kansas had to opt out of the Big 12 Big 12 tournament. They were supposed to take on Texas today. Obviously, we had the Duke news yesterday, but Kansas and Virginia, those are two teams that are locked into the NCAA tournament, and it's the point that Gary's been making for weeks that it didn't really make sense to do these conference tournaments so close to the NCAA tournament because of this potentially happening, and it is happening because if these teams can't test out, they can't travel to Indianapolis and play in the NCAA tournament. So you would hope that it's just maybe a one-player situation and the rest of the teams are okay, but Kansas and Virginia are both in trouble as of right now. Like, there's potential.
And those are big-time important programs.
Massive programs. They're both locked in to the NCAA tournament. They're both ranked in the top 25. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this week because the NCAA has made it pretty clear they're not moving the date of the NCAA tournament. Like, that's locked in. So if Kansas can't go or Virginia can't go, they're not going to postpone. The dates are locked in.
I just wonder, like, I don't know the answers to this, but I guess they're going to have – if those teams can't go, more teams slide in on the back end?
Yeah,
and then what happens when the tournament field is set and then something happens? Like, to me, like, it's
– And that's what I was saying.
It's going to get complicated.
That's what I was saying about the Tigers earlier. Like, people have obviously been talking about alternates, and I'm sure there's going to be alternates once the tournament field gets announced. But we'll see, like, if Memphis right now, I think, is next four out on Joe Lunardi, so they've moved down to next four out. They were first four out, but then everything happened yesterday, so now they're next four out. So it would be interesting to see if the Tigers didn't end up winning the AAC tournament, if they could somehow become an alternate for the NCAA tournament. I don't know, but it sounds like something that's a real possibility with these teams' statuses being up in the air.
I'm totally with Gary. I just think that these conference tournaments were a terrible, terrible idea, especially for some of these teams. Like, as you know, and I've said 100 times on this radio station, went to Alabama, right?
Mm. And oh yeah, congrats!
I like
your Tide.
Yeah, my Tide got a big win today. Blew out Mississippi State.
Well, was it a big win? It was a win.
They won by 30. They won by almost 40. They won by 37,
dude. How bad is Kentucky to lose to that Mississippi State team? I mean, that team is bad.
I'll say this, though. Kentucky wouldn't have lost by 37 to Alabama in this game. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Mississippi State straight up quit in that game.
That game was over in the first two minutes. Yeah,
yeah, that was an absolute slaughtering. But I say all that to say, if Alabama, and they haven't won the SEC since 2002, if there were to be, I'm knock on wood right now, some sort of scenario where they get COVID and they can't participate in the NCAA tournament during their dream season, which is going on right now, like if Illinois were to lose to Rutgers today somehow, some way, they could potentially be a number one seed. Like if they were to go out that way because they played in the SEC tournament against a team with a player who had COVID, I think a lot of people would be really, really upset. And that's why I question whether or not these are a good idea. Not because it's only because it's completely out of one team's control. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be Mississippi State, who's not going to the NCAA tournament, has had a decent year, I guess, by their standards, 15-14, 8-10 in the SEC, but really is not a threat to anything, but they could give one of the better teams COVID, and boom, their season's over and it's done. And that's what I have a problem with more so than just wanting to play out the actual games.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen opt-outs from teams that are locked into the field of 60, or to the field of 60. What is it, 68? Yeah, it's 68 now, yeah, because the first four. Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen some of these higher-ranked teams opt out of their conference tournaments just to not risk it.
I think that would have been the smart move. If you're Alabama, like I said, you're having your dream season, or if you're
Houston.
Yeah, Virginia probably wishes they opted out right now, you know? They wouldn't have to be dealing with everything else that's going on around the program. So Kansas probably wishes they opted out. And even if it were to hurt your tournament resume, at least you're still playing in it. And you don't want it to be the fault of another team and where you end up getting stuck like that. So I just don't think that these were a great idea from the very beginning.
No, and Gary made the point. Let me see what he said here, if I can find his. And he was saying this a couple weeks ago, and it's absolutely true. If I can find his tweet from earlier, what they should have done is they should have spread this out like earlier in the season. What they should have done is done Selection Sunday, March 7th, and then travel to Indianapolis on the 8th, test, quarantine, first four. Wait until March 18th. So you give yourself a 10-day quarantine period, and then you do the first round, the 19th and 20th, and that way you have a huge window between Selection Sunday and the NCAA tournament. That would have been the way to go. But now it sounds like the NCAA is not going to – they're not going to move the tournament. You know, and that's logistically, you know, it's next week. Like, they can't. They're not going to move it. They're not going to postpone it for these teams.
It would have made – yeah, it would have made much more sense to give these teams, like, at least a 10-day break for whoever ends up potentially getting COVID to recover by that time. I hope that in the end we don't look back at the NCAA tournament as like a tournament with an asterisk on it. You know what I mean? Like, because I worried that the NBA was going to turn out that way.
Yeah, I mean,
then it turned out to work out great, and then you worried about college football and like, I've been proven wrong over and over again. I hope I'm wrong here, but I just have a feeling that it's not going to be the same this year in college basketball.
I think that once the teams get there, that it's going to – I mean, they're kind of, in a way, going to be in a mini bubble in Indianapolis. Like, they're all going to be in the same, you know, vicinity, and there's going to be restrictions and all that kind of stuff. So, in a way, like, they're going to be in their own mini bubble. So, I think once they get there – everything's going to be okay. It's just going to be about getting all these teams to Indianapolis, and who knows at this point, especially with Kansas and Virginia.
Around the AAC, as you mentioned, there was a pretty good game earlier today between South Florida and Wichita State. South Florida, man, that's classic South Florida. The meltdown at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Wichita State advances. You said that you've sprinkled a little bit on FanDuel. You got any picks for the people tonight?
Dude, I mean, not nothing. The one that we were talking about that kind of stands out is the Tulane-Houston game. Tulane plus 18.
These games are usually close, right? Houston is way better than Tulane, don't get me wrong, but I think of Kelvin Sampson as like a respect guy, who's not going to embarrass Tulane in this setting. I mean, unless they do what Mississippi State did and just quit in the first half, I think 18 points is a lot of points.
18 is a lot. I'm rooting for Houston to just jump on them early, it be over, and then just coast in the second half, and Tulane with a little backdoor cover. I think that's what we're going for, okay. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
I like that.
The other one that interests me is Oklahoma State and Baylor, because
Oklahoma State plus 9 seems
Baylor's
pretty
been great,
easy.
Yeah. But Oklahoma State is good, and
Oklahoma
they got the
State
best player
plus 9
on the floor.
Come on, yeah, that's going to be a close game.
They've got the best player on the floor, too, in Cade Cunningham. Potential number one pick in the NBA draft. But
it's a good game tonight.
But something also just tells me that, like, the same way I'm sure Michigan State was a super popular pick yesterday, like, everyone's going to look at Oklahoma State and Baylor and go, why is Oklahoma State getting 9 points? And it's going to be so popular, and Vegas will end up being the victor that one. But that South Florida and Wichita State game, is that, does that add to your nerves tonight at all, or no?
No, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, I that makes me nervous just seeing close games like that, and that's how it is this time of year. Like, I just, hopefully the Tigers don't overlook UCF tonight.
At least it's not Tulsa.
Right, no kidding. That
avoid
glad
Tulsa.
They're out of it, yeah.
Avoid Tulsa at all costs. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by John Martin. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your hourly listening into 11K a day. Parlay contest only takes one listen to 92.9. The parlay payday, where you parlay your ears into a free $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is where the money is.
It's the parlay payday. $1,000 an hour. And this parlay contest only takes one listen. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN.
There is good news on the vaccination front, but you still need to be as careful as possible. This virus isn't going anywhere. Now they're talking about variants, so I don't know what to make of all this. But I'll tell you what I got. It's a bottle of Germ Ready. Got one in my car, got one in my bag. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It's great. It takes 30 seconds to apply. One pump, that's it. Kills 99.99% of all germs, and it keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. So you don't have to keep going back to it the way you might with an inferior hand sanitizer. Germ Ready comes in two sizes. You can get 150 milliliters for $11, 250 milliliters for just $12, and it's available right now at germready.com. Go check that website, germready.com. You're going to hit the buy now button. They'll bring it right to your front door. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big. Nah, let me try that again. Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning, and bracket season is almost here. After not having a tournament last year, I know you're ready to get back into the action this year with the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO. Sign up today at radio.com/brackets. Then after the teams are revealed on Sunday, March 14th, get those picks in. Score a perfect bracket and win $1 million. It's totally free to enter, and there is a guaranteed prize of $5,000. $1 million are up for grabs, so register now at radio.com/brackets. It's the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Enjoy a fun farm-to-table experience with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Belly Acres Restaurant. Belly Acres offers award-winning signature 100% grass-fed burgers with farm-fresh produce, meats, grains, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
It all starts with just one thing. For spring cleaning, get rid of hazardous materials such as paints, motor oil, and pharmaceuticals at proper disposal locations in your city to keep them out of the water supply. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of the special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-269-3454. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-269-3454. Get a free consultation. Call 800-269-3454. That's 800-269-3454.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right?
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my buddy, John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show from 11 to 2 every day here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and a soon-to-be dad. John, what's been the biggest realization you've come to in the past couple months about being a dad? This is more interesting to me than anything that the Tigers can do tonight.
Wow, tough on the Tigers now that he covers the Grizzlies.
That's the way it goes.
Elitist.
That's the way it goes.
What are you going to say next? That you can't watch college basketball?
No, I love college basketball. I watched some hoops today.
Thank you for not forgetting where you came from.
Can I?
I'm not sure that.
Can I make an admission?
Would be the same.
I'm gonna admit to something. I drank a beer today before work. I sat down at a bar and I watched the first half of the Alabama game today. Watched college hoops. Not too good for college hoops.
So you decided that you were going to get drunk before you filled in today.
I am not drunk.
Damn. I need to go talk to HR. I need to go talk to HR. This is
what are we doing?
Unacceptable.
At
goodness gracious.
Good God. I mean, now our fill-ins are drunk on the job.
Wow.
I mean, this is.
If I would have known.
John, if I could say half of the things I've seen you do on this radio show, my gosh.
I've never come to work drunk, though. I can promise you that. I'm kidding. But, no, look.
You're kidding? You have come to work drunk?
Every day. I'm drunk on life every single day. I would say the biggest realization, like, you look at things that happen differently. Like, you read stories differently. You analyze. And, what I mean is, like, you know, this very tragic this very tragic story in Memphis, you know, with the police officer who was just going home on, at the end of his shift. You know, he's leaving the police station, and he gets hit by a drunk driver, and unfortunately he passes away, and he leaves behind, you know, a daughter that was just born on Christmas Day, I believe, last year. You know, that resonates with me in a way that obviously it's a tragedy no matter what, but you know, it just hits a lot closer to home now that I'm about to be a dad and I'm about to have a daughter myself. And I'm about to, you know, be responsible for the nurturing and the, you know, the raising of another human life. You know, Sam was leaving the house this morning. And I thought, man, you know, please stay safe. You know, like these are not thoughts that would otherwise, like, you know, enter my consciousness. So I would just say, like, the biggest change for me is she's not even here yet, and I already feel a change. You know, I already feel sort of a, you know, a difference in thinking. And you just consider things, I guess, that you would otherwise sort of take for granted or not think about. And I think that's just, you know, part of growing up and part of becoming a parent. And that's probably for me the biggest change, other than noticing, like, all the pink stuff around my damn house constantly, but that's fine. We'll learn to live with it.
Pink Raiders gear.
Yeah, we got her some. Of course, we got her some Raiders stuff. Now she, you know, I'm learning, right? So I got her some Raiders stuff, but she'll be grown out of it. It was 0 to 3 months, so she'll be grown out of it by the time that you know, football season starts. But you know, the good news is, it's very unlikely we will have anything to be proud about once the season starts. So we'll have gotten that out of her system, and we can move on.
Well, everybody has, like, a nursery theme. Like, is Sam on board for the Raiders-themed nursery or not?
No. You know, I didn't even try that, you know, because I'm not going to pass that curse on. I'm just not going to do it.
Wait, you don't think your daughter's going to be a Raiders fan?
That's going to be her choice. I mean, you know, if she.
I didn't get a choice. I never got a choice.
You know, I mean, when I started following the Raiders, they were really, really good. You know, the first year that I followed them, like, every week, they went to the Super Bowl, you know, 2002. And so, you know, my first exposure to the Raiders was incredibly positive. It's the only exposure to the Raiders that has ever been positive for me, though. And so perhaps, you know, she will be wiser. You know, she will say, this team sucks. Why will I ever root for it? You know, it's really the same thing that Bennett should be handing down to his son, but he's too selfish to do that. He set Noah up for a lifetime of disappointment by rooting for the Titans. I will not do that. I will absolutely not pass that curse down to my daughter.
Bennett, do you have a response?
Oh, I mean, come on, give me a break.
That's just John, you go for the low blows.
Here I am. Used to it.
No, here I am trying to have a nice moment on the radio, asking you about your daughter and letting you gush over being a new dad, and you just want to take low blows at my guy Bennett. That's just
you got to understand, Bennett. Bennett is so used to me taking cheap shots at the Titans that he doesn't even hear
doesn't
me when I do
me.
It anymore.
No.
Like it doesn't even register. You know, it's really impressive, actually.
I wish you could have seen his face, because it literally didn't.
I mean, frankly, we've enjoyed quite a lot of success since my son was born. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
last I checked, ever since he was born, we've been in the playoffs every year. So.
Yeah, it was certainly a long stay last year. There's no question.
Oh, well, at least we made it. Hopefully your daughter will get to see a playoff appearance one day.
I would say, hey, the Titans have – they're at a crossroads. Now, Drew, you want to talk about the Titans? Or, I mean, I know you might –
No,
the Titans have,
we don't want to talk about the Titans.
No,
there's
good.
Too much going on right now in basketball.
Yeah, because it's pretty bleak. It's a bad situation.
We'll talk
there.
About it this summer when there's nothing else to talk about.
Are you nervous for the game tonight, John? Or you think Tigers roll?
Well – I mean, I do think Memphis wins because I just think they're better than UCF. But I do think it's going to be a little bit of a rock fight. You know, I think UCF's playing better. They've won, I think, five of their last six. No, they've won five in a row and six of their last seven. So they are coming into this game you know, look, everybody, you know, not everybody has gotten better, right? Not everybody has got, SMU is done. Their season is over. Of course, they haven't played since February 8th before today anyway, but not every team gets better over the course of the season. Sometimes teams get worse. But UCF is one of those teams, you know, that you would say, hey, they're rounded into form a little bit. I don't know what that form
is. Do you know who the last five teams that they beat? I will read it to you right now. They beat Tulane. They beat South Florida. Then they beat Tulane. Then they had two games postponed or canceled. Then they beat Tulsa, East Carolina, and then East Carolina again.
Okay, well,
nothing about that. Those five wins impresses me.
They did something you couldn't do.
Win five in a row?
Beat Tulsa.
That's true.
That's true.
So look, I mean, again, I think Memphis wins, but I also think this is just a slightly better UCF. I mean, and also don't forget UCF beat Florida State. You know, I mean Florida State's a top 15 team in the country. So my point is that you can get picked off if you don't come out locked in. I mean, that's just the truth. And look, we know Memphis is a team that can come out all over the place. So if Memphis comes out and they just think they're going to roll because they're just playing good basketball and they're more talented, they might get picked off. Now, again, I think Memphis wins because they know they have to. And UCF, you know, they have – what are they playing for? Come on, you're not winning the conference tournament. I think Memphis wins. But I think fans are in for, if I had to say one way or the other – a little bit of a sweat tonight. I think that would be there are going to be moments in this game, you know, where Memphis is going to have to respond. And I think they will, but I don't think Memphis comes out and just beats this team by 30 points. I don't see that at all.
They did win the first two games against this team pretty handily. And
they did.
The thing about UCF is they can't score at times.
Right.
They just can't score. And if Memphis's defense shows up to me, I just don't think it's close. I can't see it.
Absolutely, you should put your stimulus on Memphis 6.5.
I don't gamble on the Memphis Tigers. I feel like that would be not allowed.
Why not? I've been on the Tigers all the time.
Yeah, but I'm a former I don't know. I don't do it. I don't bet on the NBA.
They've been tough to bet on this year.
Listen to this guy, Mister. I have
No. I bet on college basketball, don't get me wrong, but I stay away from Memphis.
You won't bet on the Tigers because you used to cover them?
I just don't.
It's noble.
I don't know.
It's noble.
Yeah. Also, it just feels like, you know, I can't say like I cheer for Memphis or not, but like I'm with Jeff Calkins. Like when Memphis wins, it's better for the city. So like I would rather just
100%.
Watch them win. So like, you know what I mean?
Like
I'm somewhat emotionally invested, although I'm not, you know, bought in as a Tigers fan, but I want everybody around me that reads the Daily Memphian every day to be happy.
Look,
you know?
I'm a lifelong Memphian. I'm an alum of the University of Memphis. I have lots of relationships over there. I grew up as a massive fan of the Memphis basketball team. And I root every single time they take the court for one of two things to happen. I root for them to kick the crap out of the other team, or I root for them to get the crap kicked out of them. Those are the two things that if I had to choose one of the two happen, I need one of those two things to happen. Because Memphis fans get crazy excited when they win, and they get crazy mad when they get blown out. What I can't accept and what I don't like is basically the 2 years that we got a tubby where you're just kind of like in between and you're like, you know, you're not getting any impressive wins, but you're not necessarily embarrassing yourself. You know, I need you to pick one extreme or the other.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes for better radio, too.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you know this. That's what I do every day. So I need it to be as easy as possible.
If you were Houston, would you just looking around the rest of college basketball right now, specifically Kansas and Virginia, if you're Houston, why would you just pull out and say we're good? Like, we're not gonna play in this conference tournament and risk COVID.
Well, I mean, I think you're too late to do that now. I mean, you've already gotten down there and you've already sort of, you know, you're playing tonight, you know. So
right.
At this point, that would have needed to happen, you know, last week. But I mean, I would say, you know, they don't really have much to gain, right? They don't have a lot. They're one of those teams that really only stands to lose by playing this conference tournament, both in seeding and, you know, because of COVID-19. Like, if Houston wins the AAC tournament, and of course they're the favorites to do so, It's not going to change their sort of standing in the eyes of the committee. It's not going to take them from a 3 to a 2, just on that merit alone. Now, maybe, you know, there's some movement on the 2 line, right? Maybe some teams lose or whatever, but it's not going to be, oh, Houston won the AAC tournament, so all of a sudden we have to make sure they're a 2 seed. Obviously, the American sucks, and the committee knows that. So you're not going to get this great reward if you go out and, you know, and you win this thing. Conversely, if you lose a game, like if they lose to Memphis tomorrow, that's going to hurt. I mean, that's going to be a bad loss for them because it might take them from a 3 to a 4 or what have you. And of course, if you come down, if a player tests positive, now I believe Kelvin was quoted as saying everybody in their program has already had COVID-19. And Drew, I don't know how much you've run up on your COVID-19. You have protective antibodies and immunity for potentially decades if you already have it. So that could be a factor in Houston sort of not being worried about playing it. But I would just say take COVID-19 out of it, right? You could use that as a shield for the truth, which is that we stand to gain absolutely nothing by winning this tournament. So we'll see you on Selection Sunday. That would have been, I mean, if you're gonna run from Memphis in the second regular season game, you might as well just not even give them a chance in the conference tournament either. That doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me. So they're doing it. I guess they feel like because it's in Dallas, you know, it's not that much of a haul, relatively speaking. Maybe they can handle it. But, yes, I think if you're going to do anything, Houston would be one of those teams that it made sense not to play in this conference tournament.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but we're not going to be on the radio tomorrow because it's Saturday. If Memphis does win tonight and they get another shot at Houston, what do you think of their chances?
I think they have a great chance. They had a great chance last Sunday. They match up well with Houston. I think they showed Houston that they're not going to be punked out, which is, of course, what Houston likes to do. They're going to go toe-to-toe. And, you know, it's going to come down to all the little stuff, you know, the details of these things. Is Memphis going to be able to shoot 70% from the free throw line, you know, because they're going to have to? Is Memphis going to be able to limit their turnovers like they did on Sunday because they're going to have to? Are they going to get, you know, a nice effort off the bench from Malcolm Dandridge or Damian Ball or somebody along those lines? Because they're going to have to. You know, Boogie didn't shoot the ball well. He hit a big one, but he didn't shoot the ball well. So I don't think there was any kind of like, oh, my God, you know, this was Memphis' shot. You know, sometimes in an NBA playoff series, you know, the series goes back home for game 3 and the team that's down 0-2, you know, they have a miracle game and that's sort of it, right, for the gentleman's sweep. Like, that was their last stand on the way to a gentleman's sweep. That didn't feel like the effort for Memphis. You know, on Sunday, it felt like Memphis really matches up pretty well, and it's an evenly matched game. You know, it could go either way. I mean, Houston hit a freaking ridiculous shot, and that's what I would tell my team if I'm Penny Hardaway. It took a freaking once-in-a-lifetime shot from this guy, double-teamed, with 1.7 seconds left at half court, you know, to beat you. So you have absolutely no reason to feel like you can't win this game. Houston is not some supremely talented team. They got 2 guys, basically, you know, who can give you buckets. And I don't think Dejan Giroux is going to have 19-8 against the Tigers again. So, you know, I think if you're Memphis, you feel really good about it. You know, I'm assuming it's going to be a pretty close line, 5-6, something along those lines. Memphis is going to be there the whole way. It's just going to come down to, like I said, can they make their free throws when they get to the foul line, and can they limit those turnovers? Because we know they're going to be able to guard, and that's going to give them a chance to win.
All right, John, have a good weekend. Be responsible. You're a soon-to-be dad.
That's it, huh? You don't want to keep going, man. That's all we're gonna do today. I barely get to talk to you on the show.
What else do you want to talk about? What else do you want to talk about?
I mean, how about this? How about we talk about the Tennessee Titans? Because I got some big time.
No, we're good. We can talk about Alabama hoops if you want. We're on our way to the Final Four.
I tell you, they'd be a nice little value bet right there, man. because I'm sure you can get them probably plus 600 or something crazy like that to make a Final Four, because you got your four ones. But absolutely, no, seriously, enjoy it, guys. I appreciate having me on. You know, I don't get to come on 4 to 6 anymore, so I appreciate you stepping in, Drew, and always having me. Thank you, brother.
My God, John Martin.
Later, bro.
Later.
All right, when we come back, we'll do four stories at 444. John always finds a way to get a little dig in there.
He loves doing digs.
Four stories at 444. We have a big celebrity breakup we got to talk about. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action. FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use, because they got great odds on different betting markets, because if you win, they're going to get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel is where I play, and if you're wondering why, it's, again, because it's easy to use. They make fast withdrawals, odds boost, and specials every single day. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. It's a deal too good to pass up. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go do it. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. And when you sign up, use promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks, just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these early bird specials. Or to schedule online, visit choateshvac.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Join Old Dominic for a curated tasting experience. While their production floor still remains temporarily closed and access to areas of the distillery will be limited, you and your friends are invited to join them for a guided, in-depth tasting of Old Dominic's portfolio of spirits. Tasting times are 1:30 p.m., 3 p.m., 5, and 7, and the experience lasts about 45 minutes. You'll enjoy a craft cocktail upon arrival and learn about the rich history of Old Dominic and its founder, Domenico Canali. You'll also be able to discover the extensive grain-to-glass process that makes Old Dominic spirits truly one of a kind. Tasting groups are limited to size to make certain the appropriate amount of distance is maintained throughout the experience. Old Dominic Distillery, celebrating its 5th anniversary this year. Come enjoy a fantastic and safe experience at Old Dominic's Distillery, 305 South Front Street in Memphis. Follow Old Dominic on Facebook and Instagram for the latest info and cocktail recipes, or check him out online at olddominic.com.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first conversation company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Big thanks to John Martin for joining us in the last segment. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 4:44.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The Grizzlies have a big home game tonight against the Denver Nuggets. They will tip off at 7 p.m. Central Time. The games will be broadcast on NBA TV, obviously also on Fox Sports Southeast. Denver's a 3-point favorite tonight over the Grizzlies, expected, right? Because they're, you know, fifth in the West, pretty solid team, 21-15 this season, 12-8 on the road. Grizzlies just 8-11 at home this year, which is a little surprising.
It is weird. It's kind of a weird little kink in the season, yeah.
Yeah, so.
This is a low-key big game tonight. Like,
why do you say?
Well, I mean, you just look at the standings right now. The Grizzlies, they're half a game behind the Grizzlies are ninth. They're half a game behind the Dallas Mavericks and one game behind the Spurs, who are looking to trade LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, now the Spurs have been good without him anyways, but, you know, I mean, who knows? It's just if they could get this one tonight and get a real, real good taste before this schedule just gets insane, like that would – I think if you're the Grizzlies – you don't want to keep going, like, below, back to above. Like, you don't want to just, like, get above 500, then go back to 500, then go a game below, then get back to 500.
That's kind of what they did last year.
I know it is, but it would be nice to get a little cushion above 500 just to have a good taste in your mouth.
Yeah, and you're going to – I just got a feeling it's going to be that way because they're going to rest guys. They're going to play so many – back-to-backs, it's just kind of...
There's no doubt about it. But
the way it's going to go.
But if they get this one tonight, which it is going to be tough, Denver is freaking awesome.
They're a little banged up, though.
They are.
Paul Millsap's out, Jermichael Green is out, RJ Hampton out, Gary Harris out.
That's pretty big because you kind of worry a little bit about Jonas in these situations with fouls just because of Jokic and how awesome he is. And
but
how
you said yesterday that Jonas... goes off against European centers.
It's true. The problem is with Jokic is he's going to pull him out to that 3-point line. Yeah. That's the tough part with that matchup. So you hope that that Jonas can stay out of foul trouble because maybe he could give it to Jokic on the offensive end. I think Jonas is in his bag a little bit lately.
There's a lot of similarities between these teams right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I'm looking at it, I mean, the Grizzlies, both teams have played decent as of late. First of all, the computers, team rankings picks Denver by 4. Number Fire picks it to be 111-111. Tie game. So should be a pretty close game. Denver scores 3 more points per game than the Grizzlies, but they're both allowing 110 points per game. They're both shooting right around 48%. The Grizzlies have a slight edge in the rebound numbers, slight edge in assists, blocks, and steals. Both are 6-4 in their last 10. This is a pretty good little matchup we're going to see
today. What's the line tonight?
3 points. Denver by 3.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. I think the Grizzlies got a chance to get a win tonight at home.
I do, especially against a banged-up group. Now, they do have Jokic and Jamal Murray, but I'm interested to see how Dillon Brooks defends Jamal Murray tonight after getting Beal in the last one.
Absolutely. Hopefully he, depending on the matchup, he always perks up when it's a big time challenge. And Jamal Murray is no Bradley Beal, but he was awesome last year in the playoffs. He's been a little bit off and on this year, just looking at his numbers.
Don't call Dillon Brooks pesky. Don't call him pesky.
Yeah. You better be careful tonight in the post game. So I think the Grizzlies got a chance tonight, but it is a low key big game.
Story number 2.
There's a potential rule change coming to college football next year. It's been recommended to the NCAA's rules board. I don't know if that's the official term for it, but whatever it is, as long as it gets passed, it'll go into effect for next year. In overtime, in order to limit the number of snaps beyond regulation, they're now considering changing the rules where you have to go for 2 in the second overtime. I believe it was the 3rd overtime where you had to start going for 2 previously. Now they're trying to bump that up in overtime. Just the overtime rules in college are way better than the NFL, right? Or do you disagree?
I think that used to be the case. I think NFL made it a little bit better when if you kick a field goal, the other team still has a chance to score. It used to suck because teams would just kick a field goal and whoever gets the ball would typically just be able to get enough yardage to kick a field goal and win it. So I like that the NFL changed that. I don't know. I mean, I do think college overtime's exciting, but man, sometimes it kind of ruins the actual regulation of the game. Sometimes if it just gets so drug out, like if you get into like 4 over, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
This isn't
like I can remember that. What was the one? There was one year. The Darren McFadden Arkansas. I think it was Arkansas LSU. And that went to like 5-6 overtime, something like that. It was something ridiculous. But I prefer it to be like, let's max it out at 2 overtimes. That's why I like this change.
Yeah, I don't think it's a major change by any means. But a lot of times already before this was the case, teams, especially if it's a lopsided game and one team's punching above their weight, we'll just go for 2 after the second overtime or even in the first overtime anyway. So I don't know if this makes a huge difference, but I like it. I mean, you know, you're still going to have the possibility for a marathon game that goes 5-7 overtime.
Plus,
getting rid of that.
I'm not really trying to watch like a 4.5-hour college football game. Like that's.
I got news for you. They're already going to last that long because they got commercials.
Yeah.
But we're not trying to watch a 5.5 hour.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I like it. It's minor, but I like it.
Yeah.
Story number 3.
We got quarterback news in the NFL. Both involve Tom Brady and his former team. Tom Brady inks a 4-year deal with the Bucs, but it can be turned into a 1-year deal. I think that makes sense for everybody all around.
It's not surprising.
You think he's going to make it to the end of those 4 years, Bennett?
How old is he right now? I forget. Is he 41, 42, 42? I think he's 42.
I think he's 42. 43. Oh my
he's
gosh.
43.
If he plays until he's 47 years old, that's
if anyone could do it, it would probably be him. But I do not think he makes it 4 years. No.
Do you think he makes it past the 1-year deal?
Depending on what happens this season, like if they get it, I think if he wins another, ring or gets really close to winning another ring, yeah, he's gonna come back again. Like, I think he'll just keep coming. If he keeps winning rings, he's gonna keep coming back until he's just done. So I think depending on what happens, if they make the playoffs and they either get far or he wins a championship again, I think, yeah, he'll come back.
One of my big-time mentors growing up, in college, who kind of inspired me a little bit to do this, his name's Lars Anderson. He's down in Tampa right now with Bruce Arians, writing a book.
Oh, really?
So I'm actually
Bruce
pretty...
Bruce Arians?
About Bruce
like a
Arians.
Biography
and,
or something?
And, well, no, I think he's already written a book about Bruce Arians. I think he's doing another one now about just like the Bucks magical season.
Oh, how about
year.
That?
So, yeah, that's really cool. I'm
we'll have to have him
to
on sometime.
That. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then Cam Newton and the Patriots. They 1 year deal, $13 million. I think that this is more. We were talking about this earlier. I think it's more of like. I think they're going to draft a quarterback.
I just don't think that the Patriots have any other options. I think this is either let's draft him and let him play the first few games before we bring in somebody else, or it's we don't really like anybody in this quarterback class. We'll just wait again that we know we can get.
I think they're probably gonna get a quarterback. I think they'll draft a quarterback, let Cam start the season, let the quarterback develop behind him. I think the one thing this shows is.